May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. Already in our service this morning, we have heard an abundance of words. There was the exhortation, there are the lessons, there's the psalm, there are the words of the hymns. Seems like we come week after week to basically hear different parts of the same story. In fact, if you really want the Cliff's Notes version, it begins with our first lesson. Eve had a conversation with a snake. That's the beginning. A little while later, this man dies on a cross, is put in a tomb. He's raised from the dead and ascends to be with God. Really, if you think about it, everything in between is just filler. It's just stories about how we live into the first part, how we want to be like God, how we try our best in whatever way we can to be in control. We try, and we try, and we try. No matter how many times we try, we always come up short, but that doesn't stop us, because we remember the words of the snake. If you eat, you're going to be just like God. Paul spends a lot of time in the second lesson talking about how Adam was first Adam, and then Jesus comes and it's somehow different in and through him. And there's a lot of truth to that, but there's also, at least in my mind, a lot of words that get away from the main point. And that is, and seems quite appropriate in this Lenten season, that we take great joy in living into sin. We take great joy in trying to be in control, be in control of our lives, being in control of other people's lives, instead of allowing God to be the one who's in charge. Think about how much time we waste trying to do it differently. Think about how much time you and I waste trying to convince God that our way is better than God's way. That our solutions, that our goals, our ambitions are all in some way better than what God has in store for us. Week after week, we come to this service and we get on our knees and we ask God to forgive us in the words of the confession. And week after week, a priest stands at these steps and assures us that God does forgive. But I really believe that God forgives us not simply to make us feel better for a minute or two until we do it all again. But God forgives us so we can have a glimpse of what life in and through Him can be all about. A life of freedom. A life of service. A life trying our best not to fall back into the old ways, but to live into the new ways that He's shown us. Yes, indeed, Jesus rose from the dead and ascended into heaven to bring us new life. But while Jesus was walking this earth, he did something that I think we so often forget. He showed us what perfect humanity could be. He showed us, not just told us, about love and compassion, about welcoming, about caring, about loving deeply. He did that so that we could understand that we too are made in the image of God. We too have that capability within ourselves to love as Jesus loved, to give as Jesus gave, to forgive as Jesus forgave. We are called into a special relationship through our life in Jesus Christ. We are called into a relationship in which we are assured that we are forgiven and that we are loved. The whole rest of our life is spent in response to that. During this Lenten season, there seem to be several different ways of observing. There's the thought that you might give up something in order to understand Jesus' sacrifice, which we never will do. There's the sense that we take on something better or do something good in order to make ourselves feel better. But I urge you, during this Lenten season, simply to be. To be in the presence of God, to be in the presence of those who assure us that we are loved beyond measure. To simply be and know that we are made in God's image and that in Jesus Christ we have been given the perfect example of what that's all about. May we all use this season to simply be in the presence of God and let all that that means wash over us. Amen.